Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Welcome to the Sell or Die podcast. We're your hosts, Jeffrey
and Jen Gittimer.
I'm the author of The Little Red Book of Selling and 15 other best-selling books and the creator of the Seven-Figure Sales Formula Program. I grew up in Philadelphia, sold in New York City, but was smart enough to move to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'm the author of Sales in the New York Minute and creator of Breakthrough Business Babe Community. Fun fact, I'm obsessed with our dogs and consider them humans. If you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sell or Die is for sales professionals, salespeople, sales managers, entrepreneurs, and business owners who want to sell more at full price, earn loyalty, and have an unlimited stream of referrals.
Every single episode is going to give you real-world, easy-to-implement solutions so that you can get your calls returned, your proposals read and acted on, all while creating relationships that you can take all the way to the bank.
It's time to sell or die.
Well, I have to say, Jen, I'm loving our new introduction. I think it's right to the point, and I actually like it. And it's rare for me to like anything, yeah.
I know. Tara and the Profitable Production podcast production team are really crushing the game with our social media and all the new things, the new elements that they've been doing to add to our podcast. Because, you know, there's no point in doing a podcast if you're not growing your podcast, you're not using your podcast to really promote it and stuff like that. And they have the system down.
You're not podcasting your podcast. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you have to know. And luckily, we don't know any of them. So we decided to call on Tara, who's a good friend of Jen's and had been a fan of mine for a long, long time. And we just clicked. And she's just a lovely, huh?
I don't know if she actually knew you.
Oh, I thought she did. I thought she had my books.
We sent her your books.
Oh, that's how she got them.
But so many people are a big fan of yours for a long, long time that it's hard. It's easy to confuse them.
I agree.
Oh, that's
all right,
so funny.
So how's it going?
It's going well. I'm excited to get back into the swing of things, back in with our show. And we have an amazing episode today.
I think that there's a huge mistake and misnomer that people are going to go back to work and that things are going to go back to normal. In the show notes today, you're going to find a link for my course, The New Normal. Because you're not going back. In fact, you're never going back to the way it used to be. The way it used to be is officially dead. You're not going to go back to a restaurant the same way, the movie theater the same way. You're not going to go to a park the same way. You're not going to go to a ball game the same way. It's over.
Yeah, but you think about it, like there's a big, when school starts, there's that big push for all the sales and it's like back to school sale. Yeah. And, you know, now that we've had this shutdown, people are literally calling it the same thing. Back to work. We're going back to work.
No,
but
you're not going to go back to work.
In fact, to work?
If you're in sales, I will guarantee you that going back to work will take on an entirely new image, new actions, new deeds, new thought processes, and new ways of connecting. So going back is a really bad way to explain it.
So what if a different way of looking at it is instead of going back,
I'm going forward to work.
Yes, I'm going forward. And what does that forward, that new reality look like for you?
You're going to get there without your car because you're going to be staying home. So think about this for just a second. You're in sales. You got to fly someplace. To Cleveland or Dallas or someplace for a meeting with a potentially big customer. it's a prospect, not really a customer. And you're not 1,000% sure you're going to get the deal, but you're 74% of the way there. They like you. You're going to go and try to solidify the deal. Is your company really going to pay $1,000 for you to go make a sales call? Airfare, dinner, wine, all the other crap that goes with it. And your time. Your time. What are you doing with your time? And the answer is, you're wasting it. If you fly to one place to make a call or two, think of how many virtual calls you could have made in the same amount of time and had the same amount of results. And you could have had coffee delivered to these people by some kind of a catering service for 1/10 of the price and lunch catered. And you could have lunch together on Zoom or on Skype if you're old world, or on Microsoft Meetings if you want to be confused. Yesterday I got so confused on Microsoft Meetings that I had to ask the other guy to please come on a Zoom meeting with me.
Seriously?
I sent him a link and he clicked it and we're on.
That's so funny. That's too funny.
And I don't want to blame Microsoft Meetings. I'm just going to say it's not intuitive. I'm just going to say it that way.
Yeah. So that is definitely something to consider when you're setting these virtual meetings up for your customers. How easy are you making it for them? Is it one click? Is it one step? Or is it like five different steps? And is it confusing? And what is that user experience? Because I think that that's something that you've never had to think about before. In the past, you just show up and it is easy for them. Now there's a step that they have to take, the customer has to take in order to meet with you. And how simple are you making it for them?
And I'm just challenging you. You ain't going back anyplace. You're moving forward or you're going to be beaten by someone who is. I mean, why are you having coffee by yourself in the morning when you could be having it with a customer?
I think we should start a new hashtag, go forward to work.
Yeah.
Hashtag go forward to work.
Hashtag never have coffee alone.
It actually, when you say go forward though, it actually, I don't know if it does it for you, but when I hear the word forward, I often think about looking forward to something.
No, I think about Julius Erving. He was a forward for the Philadelphia 76ers, arguably one of the best who ever lived.
Oh, well, that's interesting because that would never come into my mind.
I know, but a lot of people do. And then now I've told people about my forward, you're going to be thinking about your forward. You're going to be thinking about Larry Bird. You're going to be thinking about Keith Wilkes.
Or maybe you're like me and you're thinking about what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, it's true. We're looking forward to the beach. Eventually, people are going to go back to work.
Well, yes, they are. But I think that term is just, if you think about it, there's already dread in that term. No one wants to go back to something.
To anywhere. That's, well, maybe you want to go back to where you were born or something. But, you know, there's a book or something, you can never go back. It's just different. When you go back there, it's never the same. The stores aren't the same. The ideas aren't the same. The people aren't the same. It's just not the same. Why don't you go back to Catcher in the Rye and read that when Holden Caulfield goes back to his old high school? I think that's a pretty good indicator of what's going to happen.
So if you're in our Seller Diehards official Facebook group, I'd love you to pop in there this week and let us know what you're going forward to, what you're looking forward to in this new normal, what you're doing differently in this new normal, what you're changing up, because don't be shy about it. Your idea could spur someone else's idea, and it could like, you guys could really create new ideas for each other by communicating in that group about what you're going to be doing just a little bit differently. We talked about one of the things, like having Zoom meetings or virtual meetings with your customers. But what are some of the other things? Let's dig into that, Jeffrey. Like, how else can people go forward instead of going back?
Well, think about it this way. First of all, let's define forward. It's forward moving. It's forward motion. It's forward thinking. And if you look at it from a forward standpoint, then all of a sudden your mind starts thinking in a different pattern, because back is not a good way to think. It's important to understand what happened in history, but it's more important to make a game plan to move forward for the future and then take action in that light and with some kind of a plan to move forward. But for me, I've done virtual every day, getting thousands of interactions every day on Facebook Live. For those of you who don't join me, it's on my public page at 9:59 a.m. pretty much every day. Thousands of interactions by the end of the first hour. And you can do exactly the same thing. And people, by this morning, Jen, Mitch Joel came on from Montreal. And Mike Jordan came on from Munich, Germany, and some guy from Norway, and some lady from Singapore, and some guy from Japan, and some lady from Australia.
And people from all over the U.S.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even New Jersey. And in fact, the Jersey people are putting in their exit from what one guy's a Turnpike and one guy's a Garden State Parkway. But you have to look at yourself right now, diehards, and say, where am I moving? Where am I going? When I go to work, I'm going to work, not back to work. I'm going to work. Where are you going to be working from? Who are you going to be working with? And what is going to be your mode of work? Are you going to be on the phone? Are you going to be online? Are you going to be FaceTime? Are you going to be Zoom? I'm telling you, it's video. So people are asking me all kinds of questions about links that they can use. What do I use? And if you get the new normal course, there's a whole section of resources that will give you everything from a backdrop to a front drop and from a gumdrop to a candy bar.
Yeah, and it's about the video tools you're using, the streaming tools you're using, all the tools and resources, and we've linked them right in there in that course for your ease.
Tools that we have developed over this pandemic period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew they existed, but now they're absolutely amazing.
And some of them we've even partnered with and reached out to the CEOs and founders to get you guys discounts. So when you get the New Normal course, thenewnormalcourse.com, you'll get that list of resources right in the course. But, you know, I want to, if it's okay with you, Jeffrey, I want to go back to something because we were really talking about back versus forward. And I wrote this down because it made me think about the two different mindsets that people actually have. When you're going back to work, the mindset is you're going back to the reality that was, and you're living kind of how you were living and things are the same. Versus when you're going forward to work, as we're now putting it, there's a totally different mindset because instead of thinking about and focusing on how things were in the past, you're thinking about and focusing on how things could be and should be, and what things you want and what. And I think people are really going to change their work-life balance. I think people are really going to change how they address what they're putting their focus on because of the reality that's just happened upon us. And I think that's going to impact their work lives. And that's the forward thinking of what do you want your work life to look like? And how are you designing it in a way to make it possible for you so that you can live your very best? I was watching a Facebook Live from someone, and she said, you know, an entrepreneur, and she said something brilliant. She said, at the end of this pandemic, I'd rather not, and I'm going to butcher her words, but she said something like, I'd rather not have regrets that I missed out on a business opportunity versus regrets over missing out on time spent with my son.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, she said, when I look back and think about this, like, I want no regrets about the time spent with my family. And if that means, you know, that I have to have regrets about something I missed out on in work, like, that's okay. I'm okay with that decision. And I think for you, diehard, you need to think about the same for you. Like, what was your life before? How much were you commuting? How much were you traveling? Is that the life that you want to, quote unquote, go back to? Or is there a new reality that you want to create for your future? And what does that new reality for you, not just your customers, but when you show up your best, you can serve your best. So what does that new reality look like when you go forward?
And the answer is, Jen, if you do it virtually, you don't even need pants. But I think that you have to look at it from this perspective. you're going to work backwards or forwards. And I think that if you look at it from that perspective, I don't want you to go back to anything, because the way it was broken. And you were using the same techniques and strategies for the past 100 years. And that has now taken on an entirely new meaning, and certainly an entirely new format, because many of you didn't even know what Zoom was, and now you're proficient at it. The question is, can you master it? You've used it enough to become proficient. Now it's time to master virtual, master video, master new kinds of messaging, and get to customers in a way where they feel great about you and they're willing to buy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited for this new future, for this new reality that you can create. And, you know, I think that the quarantine has given a lot of people a chance to take a look at their life and think about, is this what the path they want to continue on? Is this what they want to go back to? Or is there something new that they want to go forward with?
Keep in mind that the people who worked inside already, inside salespeople or inside entrepreneurs, I got a text from a buddy of mine, said, what quarantine? Because he wasn't looking at this from a standpoint of I'm locked down. He's looking at this is what I do every day.
Yeah.
This is what I do every day. And a lot of people are in that bucket. So maybe hook up with a couple of people that are inside salespeople and study what they do and how they do it. Maybe put yourself in a position where you can learn a little bit more about being virtual, or learn a little bit more about video. We have all kinds of resources. Just go get the New Normal course. You'll be able to have resources that you can't believe existed before the pandemic, and now they're normal. They are the new normal. And Jen, I think we have challenged the diehards enough to tell them that they have to go forward to work rather than go back to work.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And I'm challenging you to get out there and make a virtual sale, a virtual sales call, even if your ass falls off. Thank you so much for listening to Sell or Die. We hope that this episode has helped you transform the way you think, given you new ideas, and provided you a new perspective on the sales and business challenges that you face every day, so you can get out there and win the customer all the way to the bank.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review. Each review helps us help more people just like you make a difference in this world. Don't forget to take a screenshot, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag us at Jeffrey Gittimer and at Jen Gittimer.
See you next week.